And of course, as I said, was the tension, he had developed the hepatitis C. He had developed it, like he injured his knee, and it needs operation until now. It's not done, and lost his eyesight, and developed blood pressure and other issues. And it was complete refusal, that they were refusing to give him any medical treatment for any of those illness, just because he's on security certificate. So my husband went on a hunger strike, 79 days of hunger strike, and just for to get medical attention. He was not able to touch his kids at all. He was like, when we go visit, always behind glass, hugging and kissing behind glass. We're having trouble even communication, because most of the time the telephones are not working proper. Many times we were denied visits. My children were denied visits to my husband, as a punishment for demonstrating for the freedom of their father, to ask for those secret evidence. So they said they're not allowed to visit just because of that. They said, okay, we will move them to better place, which a federal facility, and in the federal facility they will have their rights as others, and they will be able to have touch visits, and education and medical treatment and so on. So they moved them to what we call it now, Condamo North. And first, when they moved there, they got denial of education. No education whatsoever. They don't have the right of touch visit as most criminal people. The most criminal people in federal jails have a right of 3 days of trailer visit with their families or girlfriends or whatever. 3 days. We don't have that right.
It's not a physical bracelet. No, the bracelet is now it's in my mind. So every morning before going to the school, because I'm a teacher, I have to call my father or my mother to go with me. So my children know every day that they cannot leave with me in the car without my mother or my father. The older one is six years old, and I have my son, 4 years old, and my daughter, 2 years old.
We have the strictest conditions in Canadian history. Mo has to wear a GPS bracelet that he can show you later on. And when he goes out, he has to carry a monitor with him, which is quite heavy. It's a little bit heavier than Mr. Shakawi's, so I believe it's like a pound or two. We can show you that as well. All the people that we meet have to be pre-approved. So you have to give date of birth, personal information, address, and then Canadian Border Service Agency lets us know, okay, you can associate with that person or not. That's if we meet them outside or, as you can see, inside the residence. And that has to be done at least 48 hours in advance. So, for example, my 7-year-old niece had to be approved. She couldn't come for sleepover this summer because CBSC wouldn't allow somebody to come sleep over here. My grandmother had to be approved. Everybody had to be approved. When I meet my sister outside the residence, I have to let the CBSA know I will be meeting my sister. I will have my niece with me. All our outings, which are only 3 times a week for up to 4 hours, so we have a maximum of 12 hours a week, we have to pre-approve the outing. So I have to email CBSA and say, in 48 hours from now, I would like to go to this Tim Hortons, I would like to go to that restaurant and do this and do that. All the locations that are not on the outing, we cannot go to. And we're followed by 2 CBSA officers. The first time we were followed was by full tactical. They were wearing full tactical gear. They have a big truck, and they follow us everywhere. We've just started recently boycotting the outings because we are sick and tired of being followed around by CBSA officers, because it is not part of our original bail package. When we signed for bonds and when we signed for release, it was not a condition that we were being followed by CBSC officers. We have to stay in Ottawa. Our mail, our phone is intercepted. We have large surveillance cameras that were put on our house. There's only three of us that can stay with my husband. I have to be inside the residence with my husband at all times. So on top of wearing a GPS bracelet and everything and the cameras and all that, I have to be inside the residence with him at all times. So I don't work. He doesn't work. We can't go nowhere. If he steps outside in the property, which is only between 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., I have to step outside with him. And his bracelet can only go 100 feet in the back and the front. So, for example, if we take out garbage together, we have to do it together. If he steps back in the house, I have to step back in the house. We have to be able to let CBSA in at all times. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can come in and inspect whenever. And one of the conditions is that he cannot speak Arabic when he's out in public, so that I can understand what he says at all times. But he can speak on the phone with people I know he can speak to because the phone is wired.
The big problem, it's not like, the house. The big problem, it's, they let me think always, deportation coming after this one. I'm thinking, my mind, it's not clear, still thinking, this man me to Algeria, what's going to happen for me?
Threats,
it's like...
He feels like a dog on a leash with his bracelet. We don't feel like human beings.
For me, here at home, I am the mother, I'm the father. I'm working in his case, and I'm trying to answer the children's questions. Where is my daddy? When he'll be home? What did he do to deserve to be there?
One day, La Ville, the city, organized open doors. So I went with my daughter and my son and my father, and we visited everything, les pompiers, firemen, and everything about the city. And I asked my son to go inside a police car, and he refused. I told him why. He told me they're bad guys. I told them to the police to protect us. He told me I don't like them. I said, why? He was 3 years old. I told him, you don't want to be cop? He told me, no, I hate cops. I said, how can a boy 3 years old hate cops? He told me, no, I don't like them. They are bad boys. So I told him, no, actually, they are catching the bad boys. He told me, huh? I said, yes, and they are putting them in jail. So he told me, but in jail, you were in jail. I say, yeah, but sometimes it did a mistake. it's sometimes it's really hard to explain to him that even in jail, you have not just bad boys in jail.